Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 24th, 2019. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. This is a portion of the psalm appointed for today, Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. Therefore, I have gazed upon you in your holy place that I might behold your power and your glory. For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live and lift up my hands in your name. I have recently simply become almost obsessed with watching documentaries about long-distance runners. I'm fascinated with what it takes to do those kind of runs that are 30, 40, 100 miles in length, and in really arduous circumstances, in deserts, long mountains, in really heavily brushed and wild places. The way that people will go to extremes to simply put their bodies to a test is fascinating to me. But one of the things that I've noticed about all of these documentaries where people are putting themselves in extreme circumstances is the focus on hydration and nutrition, to have the right food, to have the right amount of water, to be able to balance the exertion of the body with the requirements of hydration and nutrition. It's really been fascinating to me. But one of the things that I've been thinking about in relationship to this psalm is the psalmist's understanding of his relationship with God. He understands that there is no way he can get through life without God. Just as water and proper hydration is necessary for the long-distance runner, the presence of God in the psalmist's life is important for the psalmist's survival in the world. God's presence is like water in a barren and dry land. I do not believe that what we're hearing in this psalm is poetic hyperbole. I believe the psalmist has it right. We are utterly, completely, every minute of the day dependent upon God. The psalmist understands that dependence, and we often do not. We often think that we are living our lives and we call upon God when we need God, as opposed to we need God in order to live our lives. I had a seminary professor who once said that most Christians are practical atheists, which is we live our lives as if there is no God. And my professor's response to that is, if we understood how tenuous our lives actually are, we would be seeking after God with every fiber of our being. We're in the third week of Lent. It begins today. We're not quite halfway, but we're getting close. The season is moving right along. And we've had this opportunity that the church has given us to pause and reflect upon our dependence, our necessity for having God in our lives. I wonder if in the midst of this Lenten season, if already the challenges, the struggles, the distractions of the life we live every day haven't already begun to push God aside. We are often forgetful, aren't we? You know, every day I am forgetful of how much water I actually need to drink for proper hydration. I sometimes make the mistake of not drinking water unless I'm thirsty. And by the time I'm thirsty, that means I've gone too long without a drink. By the time we recognize how we have ignored God, we are long past the time when we could have accessed the waters of life, which is God's Spirit. So give it a thought. How thirsty are you for God? How much does God's presence mean to you in your daily life? The psalmist says that he thirsts for God as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. What are you thirsty for? We asked that question a little while ago when we talked about another psalm. How are you thirsty? Do you even know that you're missing out on the gushing waters of God's eternal life? For God's loving kindness, God's presence, God's living water is better than life itself. Things to think about as we make the turn this week toward the second half of our Lenten journey. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, so that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.